She's my sister and my daughter.
Rosebud.
Funny, like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
You had me at hello.
Oh, man, I love that first clip. One of my favorite movies. Anyway, go to the website, then put your suggestions down for that little opening montage there. Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, joins us along with Kristen Meinzer, his cohort and co-host in the Movie Date podcast and also a culture producer for The Takeaway, Kristen Meinzer. Kristen and Rafer, good morning. It's Movie Friday.
Good morning.
We're going to do what you did to me last week, and that is ignore the blockbuster Immortal. Are you going to do that with Twilight this week? Are you? You better not.
Absolutely not. All right,
let's begin with something that is probably not going to be a blockbuster, but a lot of money went into it. Listen to this.
Okay. Here's what we are going to do. We count to three. Push me on two.
One.
Baby penguins. Cute, but ruthless.
South of the Border Penguins there. The voice of Robin Williams playing Ramon the Penguin. That's all from Happy Feet, the sequel. Rafer, what do you think?
You know, this could be something of a blockbuster. I mean, the first one won an Oscar and was a huge hit. I never quite understood the appeal, the tap dancing penguin. I just didn't get it. This one.
But you still took your kid.
I still took my kid. I hate to say we both hated it. He cried. He cried all the way through it. This is a little unfair. He was 4 years old, maybe a little too young for it. But I found the film just chaotically loud and ugly, mostly about scares, not that many laughs. And
Kristen, you must have loved it.
I have more than 30 years on Rafer's son, and I was crying through the whole thing too. It was very upsetting. It's violent. It's scary. You don't know what they're trying to tell you. There's suddenly Janet Jackson dancing number. Then there's an aria. Then there's a dad about to die. It's very scary and creepy.
So it misses the boat in terms of what a child film should be, and it's all over the map in terms of plot and execution.
Exactly.
Yeesh, sounds like we ought to avoid it. The Descendants comes out in limited release this week. Rafer, you saw this.
I saw it. This is Alexander Payne's big follow-up to Sideways, which I and many
great
people
movie.
Loved. Yeah, fantastic.
He hasn't
film.
Done a movie since Sideways?
He has not.
Really?
He has not done a film since Sideways.
Well, let's hear a clip.
Sid's coming over.
Who's Sid?
Really good friend from Pinho. We're in school together for years.
Do I know his parents?
Nope. He might stay over too. Is that cool?
George Clooney there, the voice. An odd premise. Give me a sense of this.
So he plays a distant father of two young daughters, one high school age, one maybe grade school. Their mother has fallen into a coma, and now he has to step up and be the parent. That's basically the summary. It has some very nice moments. It's a little underwhelming to me, and I feel like it's a little bit Alexander Payne doing what's expected of him, the kind of the wry humor, the awkward moments between the families. And George Clooney, I love George Clooney. I don't think he's the most effective dramatic actor. That's not really what I want to see George Clooney
I think
on screen
he needs
for.
To stop playing distant characters and do some of the warm and fuzzies if he wants to get in the Oscar
You're
track.
Right,
all right.
Right,
guys, $150 million is the estimate for Twilight Breaking Dawn. What do you think, Kristen?
Loved it. Good time. Good fun. I mean, you have to dismiss certain things like an 18-year-old child bride and all the other nonsense and just be happy that
all right, let's hear
it's
a clip.
Fun.
Let's hear a clip.
Hi, Edward Cullen. Take you, Bella Swan.
For better or for worse.
To love.
To cherish. As long as we both shall live.
Take us out, Rafer. You loved it?
I'm going to call it the year's best comedy.
Kristen Meinzer, Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday and culture producer for The Takeaway, and co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Have a great movie weekend, guys.
You too.
Thanks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.